4-1 in the ACC. 4-1 in the ACC. With the big win on the road against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, a game that they should have won.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it. Hoops, man. Hoops, man. I'm so excited.
Catch the fever, man.
I'm excited, man. I am
excited. Damn it.
I am so excited about the hoops.
You never know when it's going to be Ham's last year. His last ride could be this year. They're getting better. They're getting better.
Next game. This is the full depth. This is what you want to see. You go on the road. It was going to be a tough game. You should have won this game, and you did.
Yeah.
Great. What you got there? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it done. Bob Miller, man, he continues to impress me with his big man mentality. 9 rebounds, 9 tough rebounds.
Yep.
A few blocks tonight.
Confidence.
Today.
He's got confidence, man.
Yeah. Keep playing confident. It might not go in. He had a bad shooting night. Everybody for Florida State had a bad shooting night tonight.
But what you saw was them adapt and make sure they got the win. You saw Watkins wasn't shooting the ball well. You saw him take the ball down low.
Right. He was doing fine until he got into foul trouble in the first half.
But tonight it was about Primo Spears.
Primo was the killer. He was the closer.
And this is what you brought him in for. It's a shame that it took so long.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wait. Let's touch on that real quick.
Well, yeah. Why?
Another guy.
Did he get to it?
Yeah, another guy that we're counting on, for the season that the NCAA drags their feet. Or
they're too busy working on the case against the football team.
I guess.
To worry about trying to let this guy play, at least.
Oh, yeah.
That's 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row.
They did it to Baba Miller last year. So we're finally getting to see him come together. This team's playing full strength now, and you can kind of see what it can do. Notre Dame team, I saw them play Duke to the wire just the other night.
Right, their record's not going to reflect defense. It's a road game in conference.
Supposed to win, you got
four straight. Right, yeah. Come on, that's just
you're doing exactly what you needed to do.
Right, man. And if you would have been full strength from the jump, I'm saying 11-5 at worst right now. Probably
you still had four guys in double figures.
Probably 12-4.
Darren Green Jr. still had 10 points. Jameer Watkins had 12. Worley had 10 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists for Jalen. And then Baba Miller with the 9 rebounds, only 5 points, but 3 assists as well. Ganey was there, too, with 4 points.
Yeah, it was a team. Everybody shot horribly. I believe they were like 39%.
Tonight it was Spears.
Yeah.
And you get him the ball.
He did enough from the...
I liked seeing that at the end. This is what you want to see. Kind of a guy that can, at times...
close it out.
Yeah. He doesn't need a pass. He can create his own shot. You don't want that to fester into someone who, does that in where it doesn't get the ball involved.
Well, there's a difference between hero ball and then stepping up and taking over the game when
that's what you saw tonight. And the more he gels with this team, I saw he's trying to get guys involved. And I liked what I saw tonight is when he saw it, he did it correctly. And he pulled, he hero balled it at the right time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that it's at the end of the game. That's when you take it over. You can't go and win a game with, 18 minutes to go in the first half.
Right. And he has
you
that
can't
ability.
Start playing, it's just me out here when you have the whole game left. But as the game gets down to those final minutes,
right.
You want a guy that is not afraid to have the ball in his hands. And that's something that Florida State has struggled to find throughout the Ham tenure. Consistently. You had it, obviously, with a guy like Trent Forrest. You had it.
You didn't shoot the ball well tonight.
No,
it
awful.
Was 39%
from the field. 28 from three.
Yep. So
did
you
very
still
well
won the game.
Did very well at the free throw line at the end of the game.
Right.
Worley and Watkins hit both free throws in some very crucial situations. Man, it's a really good win for a team.
I'm very pleased.
Would not have been able to win a game like this last year.
That's, oh gosh, totally.
Yeah.
But Notre Dame did not shoot the ball well from free throw. They were 3 of 11.
Yeah, they really did struggle from the free throw line. That was a huge difference.
13
in the
of
game.
15 for the Noles on the free throw line. Take them when you can get them. Good
right.
job there.
Well, you got to, and let's admit,
those are the
man,
kind of things you have to do on
if
the
you
road
do
to
like,
get the win.
If you shoot 39% from the field and 28% from 3-point against a quality team, a team that's ranked, a team that's going to be playing in the tournament, like, you're going to lose. But that's not who they were playing today. They're playing Notre Dame, a team that's struggling and first year coach figuring things out.
10-6.
But they did enough to win. They did enough to win.
10 wins now.
Yeah.
10-6, 4-1 in the ACC.
I say 12-4 if they had the full,
well, we
full
can't
roster.
Do that.
But I know.
Can't
I know.
Do that.
And I don't think the conference record would be
well, now
any
you have
different
to play
necessarily.
With that chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And that brotherhood hopefully gets them loving each other.
Right. It does seem like they're starting to improve just in every aspect of it. You know, it's, hey, man, I'm saying catch the fever. We'll start seeing people at games.
Yeah. Well, there's a road game next.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to go down to Morrill Gables and, Coral Gables. Sorry.
So they're going to be out. They're going to be out. They're going
to
be out.
They got a game today.
For a win.
They got a game today. I can't remember who they play, but they're liable to get back game. Although I don't know, man. Like, they look a little different than they did last year. Maybe they just haven't turned it on. I've only watched a very, very limited
they're
sample size.
They're at Virginia Tech today.
Yeah, and that's a tricky team, dude. Padula mm-hmm. and
oh yeah,
and that other guy, little well, baby, so baby Rex Chapman, Cantor.
If they lose that one, they're going to be coming in hungry.
Yeah.
So.
But it's going
to
be a game.
It's good to see we have two road games. You went ahead and got the first one. Your next home game is against Clemson.
Right, and that's going to be a really tough game.
So
Clemson's
regardless
really
of what happens against Miami, you need to show out at the Tuck.
Next Saturday. People need to get there, man.
People
like, what else
there.
Is
this
going on?
Needs,
what else is going on?
Team feeds off of it. The Tuck, it's so crazy because if you bring that energy there, it gets special.
Yeah,
as you saw,
it's
recently,
nuts, man.
I mean, if you bring that energy there, that place can be
right. It's a difficult place to play, no matter what the stands look like.
When Ham's running a full roster, if that place is running
bumping,
you're good luck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to see. If you're in the area, come to the game because.
Right. Saturday's probably going to be in the afternoon, dude. It's going
to
be a perfect.
Don't be upset that, you know, they're finally getting it rolling here. I like the way they're playing hard. They didn't have the shooting tonight. Took care of business on the road. Cold. Went out there.
Snow. What did Primo Spears say is the first time he's seen snow
in a few years?
In a few,
he's from up there, man.
Yeah, he's from Connecticut.
Yeah. It was a good game. Hoops, man. Hoops, there it is.
Hoops, there it is.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah,
last year sucked.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Last year sucked. Not going to lie. Last year sucked.
Well, it was awful, man. You just knew from the get-go, like, something ain't right. And it just...
Right.
Every single night they came out there, it's like, dude, this just isn't what you see out of a Hamilton team.
No. And...
We had to go.
You see now they have their lineup.
Yeah.
They love each other, man.
Just playing like they got
like
a purpose.
A team, man.
Not like they don't even want to be out there, you know? Yeah.
Fun team to watch. It is. I love to see Baba's maturation as well. Get him the ball.
He can be so dominant.
And you start force feeding him the ball.
Yeah.
I'm saying it. Force feeding the ball. I need him aggressive.
Settled for a few jumps. And I mean, dude, layups weren't going in today.
Well,
it was just one
of
those days.
Yeah. You're on the road. I mean, I saw Notre Dame give Duke all they could, but it's all about getting a dub, especially on the road. You saw how hard that can be. And Louisville went.
Those conference play,
years.
Man. Yeah.
Winning on the road. But they broke that streak against Miami of all teams. That was shocking to see. But we'll see what the Hurricanes do today against the Hokies on the road.
It's too early to call it the Matthew Cleveland effect. I'm not doing that.
But we'll see.
Even if it's not his fault.
On the Noles schedule. No, it's definitely.
You're going to put in 40 against us. Watch.
Oh. Oh, stop.
I mean, when he's on, he's on.
You got the win tonight. And that was number one.
Yeah.
Now you're at 10-6. You're 4-1 in the conference. You're doing what you needed to do if you want to have a chance.
Right.
You want to have any shot at postseason play.
Well, after next week, the conference season will be, what, a third over? And you'll be sitting up there in the top quadrant of the conference in the standings.
Right.
Win or lose. So that's a success. You going 4-6 in all three stanzas, man, you're sitting there at, what, 12-6.
12's a good number to get to.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. And whenever all of them. Let's try to win them all.
Beat everyone.
It was good to have Norvell sign for his contract, $10 million a
year. What do you think it's like having $10 million a year living here in Tallahassee, man?
It's really good. That's why he stayed. Because you can win here. You can win championships here.
I mean.
And he feels it. And he loves being a Noel. And there's something special about that. And we'll see what happens. I'm excited.
Well, it's well deserved, man. It's well deserved.
Well, we're going to watch some basketball, and we'll talk to you next time right here on North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our